Daily News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's prime minister says the fighting continues against Hamas militants, but his country will, for a few hours here and there, facilitate safe passage for civilians in Gaza away from the war zone. Meanwhile, Karen Shamas reports French President Emmanuel Macron opened a Gaza aid conference with an appeal to Israel to protect Palestinian civilians.
Macron noted that Palestinian lives must be valued the same as Israelis.
Parce que toutes les vies se valent,
all lives have equal worth. And there are no double standards for those of us with universal and humanist values. Macron's comments come as the White House announced that Israel has agreed to four-hour daily humanitarian pauses in fighting in northern Gaza to allow civilians to flee. At the conference, Egypt's Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry said the aid coming into Gaza was also not enough to meet the urgent needs of Palestinians there. The voluntary and deliberate complications imposed by Israel on the delivery of aid only lead to a further deterioration of the situation. I'm Karen Chamas.
An announcement from West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin.
I believe in my heart of hearts that I have accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia. I have made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to the United States Senate.
Manchin's departure gives Republicans a prime opportunity in the heavily GOP state. In New York, Donald Trump's lawyers asked the judge in a civil fraud trial to cut it short and clear Trump. The judge indicated the trial will go on as scheduled Monday, with Donald Trump Jr. returning to the stand as the first defense witness. Jobless claims down last week. Mortgage rates eased a little, the average 30-year falling to 7.5%. And astronaut Frank Borman has died at the age of 95. He commanded Apollo 8's Christmas 1968 flight that circled the moon 10 times, paving the way for the lunar landing the next year. This is AP News. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta asks and answers a fundamental question about one of the day's top stories.
The Hollywood actors' strike is over. Now what? That is the sound of unionized actors in Los Angeles celebrating the end of the strike against major studios. Actor Marlo Sue says 4 months of picketing was worth it.
We've been out there every day, and we've become a family, but also, like, we want to get back to work.
This means actors will be promoting their projects again. They'll be on talk shows and doing interviews for big movies leading into the holidays, like the Hunger Games prequel and the new Trolls movie. TV shows like Abbott Elementary and The White Lotus will likely resume production first. Movies like Deadpool 3 and the Gladiator sequel shut down early with the strike and will probably resume production quickly. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And the Las Vegas Hotel Workers Union has reached a deal with MGM Resorts International on the heels of its deal with Caesars. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.